If you're thinking about buying a new iPhone for Labor Day from Apple, well, don't. Stop in your tracks. Wait. You have nothing to gain and everything to lose by acting within the next 3 weeks. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. And let me tell you why this is on today's episode of Talking Tech. Now, as we all know, Apple introduces new editions of the iPhone every September and then puts them on sale the last week of the month. Along with saying that the new models are faster, more powerful, and cooler than ever, Apple also continues to sell models from previous years and usually both discounts them from last year's pricing and improves them with updated software and features. Last year, Apple increased the amount of storage available on the iPhone 7, 6S, and 6S Plus models. So if you were to go to the store today and buy an iPhone 7 for $550 with 32 gigabytes of storage, well, how would you feel if in 3 weeks that same phone was available for $450 with 64 gigabytes of storage, or even 128. Now, the $100 savings is small potatoes compared to getting twice the amount of storage to hold more photos and videos and apps and less nagging messages from Apple that you've run out of room. Remember that once you buy an iPhone, you cannot upgrade your storage, unlike some Android phones, which have expandable memory. Last year, Apple lowered the prices on older phones and increased the memory. When it launches the new models, historically, Apple takes the oldest one that had been for sale off the market. Now, this year, that would be the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus, which currently sell for $450 and $550. Now, despite what I just said about not buying a new iPhone now, listeners, if you really miss the days of having a headphone jack on your phone, this would be the last chance to get a brand new model with one. The 6S has a 4.7-inch screen, which is the same size as the iPhone 7 and iPhone 8, while the 6S Plus is on par with all the Plus phones at 5.5 inches. This phone has more than enough power to do whatever you want, a great camera that's slightly inferior to the more recent models, and again, our beloved headphone jack. A great phone, but spending $550 on a model first introduced 3 years ago may seem a stretch, so I bring it back to my original thought. Don't buy a new iPhone from Apple now. Wait. Or, if you do want that fully loaded iPhone 6S Plus with the headphone jack, look on eBay or other places where you can pick up a refurbished model for around $300. Now, listeners, where is your favorite place to store a used iPhone? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to favorite the show on Stitcher. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts. And thanks, everyone, for listening.